is that when we do face each other, it's always, you know, more and more, you know, I guess you would call it rivalry, but like I say, it's just competition. You know, whenever you get into Big Ten play, there's always something at stake. So each game is gonna feel like a dogfight. And it just takes whoever, you know, at the end to execute the most plays and come out with the win.
When you guys came out early this morning, when Big Ten play kicks off, and sometimes the trash talking starts to make some crack about Iowa's wrestling school, Penn State's football school. Is that just one of those things that, you know, people say it because it's conference play and everyone's kind of trying to puff out their chest a little bit?
Yeah, I don't know why he said that, but, you know, it's Big Ten week, so we're here to play football.
What was your vantage point when you
dropped
that
punt? I was on the sideline, and I remember I want to say I actually called it out. I was standing next to Paul Chaney, and I said he almost blocked the last one. I think he's going to block this one, and he ended up blocking it. When I looked at Paul, and Paul looked at me, and we started going crazy. But it was just a great moment in Hawkeye football.
Intensity go up this week.
You definitely want it to. Every week you want Big Ten opponents to go up because you know you're all fighting for the same thing. That's the Big Ten championship, and that's where you want to be at the end of this. So right now, our main focus is to try to get number one.
Where does Happy Valley rank in terms of some of the hostile environments you played in?
Well, you know, they're hostile. You know, I don't know, but. They're a great environment, great college football environment. I mean, probably the best I've played in or have seen since I've been playing college football.
What do you explain to some of the younger guys with this being maybe their first experience actually like traveling outside of the state and having to go, you know, fly out to Pennsylvania as opposed to, you know, earlier in the year you took a bus out to Ames?
Well, it's a different experience, and, you know, you're going to have probably a little bit more downtime than normal as well, so you got to make sure you stay focused. But you also have to know that, you know, when the game starts, you know, the game doesn't change inside those lines. You know, it's still football. You still have to execute. You still have to do things you need to do to win a football game.
Is there anything that's kind of done during that downtime? Like, I would imagine you'd have some when you're flying out there, flying home.
You know, there's nothing like special that you do different. You know, just got to make sure you know what your mission is.
Marvin, the secondary from Penn State, you'll be battling some experience.
Definitely, they have a lot of experience coming back and have some good guys as well. You know, they're going to be a good defense. They're going to fly around, and we just hopefully we can do our jobs and execute the best way we can.
Have you seen Penn State? Did you watch them in Indiana?
Yeah, I've watched some film, but, you know, that's the same. We're going to try to get after them and try to do the best thing we can to get the victory.
What is it about Penn State that seems to match up so well with you guys? I mean, you match up well with them. Is there something in particular?
No, I don't. I couldn't answer that. You know, I just think, you know, both programs have a huge background, tradition, and history. And we have you know, coach who's kind of has a mindless coach fairness, and, you know, it's defense and you run the ball and, you know, do the way to play football. You know, they play football kind of similar as we do. So, I mean, you have similar schemes and, you know, things just seem to, you know, bring the intensity when you have a big time program like Penn State.
Does that make the weeks in practice leading up to this game easier because you say that they run similar schemes and appear similar?
No, not at all. Whenever you have any Big Ten opponent, you know, it's always going to be hard because, you know, you do know each other. You know, you've played against them and you know the coaches. So you're going to definitely have to, you know, find out ways to outwork people and to execute.